Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another Taco Tuesday. This is Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with MU Nutrition here in Madison, and we're here for another afternoon of talking everything food. And today I thought we could talk a little bit about blood sugars, which is something that has come up in a lot of appointments that I've had and really just comes up a lot in general as we talk about healthy eating. So whether or not you have diabetes or pre-diabetes, it's really important for us to be making sure that we're choosing foods that nourish our bodies, and part of that is regulating our blood sugars. So when we think about diabetes, certainly this is going to be impactful because our pancreas, which secretes insulin, is not doing as good of a job of regulating blood sugar. So we need to be really mindful with the food choices that we make. But even if we haven't had that diagnosis, or even if our blood sugar numbers have not been high, when our blood sugars are variable throughout the day and are all kind of out of whack, that can increase our cravings. It can increase certain types of inflammation in your body that can actually increase your risk for diabetes in the long run. And it can just make you have energy crashes throughout the afternoon. I think most of us have had that experience where about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we maybe feel a little bit of a dip. There's some things we can do to help reduce that, or foods that we can choose when we have those energy drops that are just gonna help us last a little bit longer. So when we think about what raises blood sugars, most people have heard the term carbohydrates. And carbohydrates are foods that contain different types of sugars. So when we think about whole foods that we eat, there's a lot of nutritious foods that fall into this category. Things like fruits, grains, starchy vegetables like corn, peas, potatoes, and our starchy beans like kidney beans, pinto beans, black beans, chickpeas, things like that. We also get a lot of carbohydrate from sweets and desserts and candies and chips and a lot of the snack foods that we tend to gravitate toward for quick energy. And then, of course, we get a lot of our carbohydrate from sugary beverages, especially things that have added sugar like pop and some of our sugary coffee drinks, energy drinks, sports drinks like a Gatorade or a Powerade. And those are often going to have the biggest impact on our blood sugars because it's just sugar and water and usually some other ingredients. So there's not really anything in there, and we'll talk about what those things are, to slow down that blood sugar rise. So even though these raise our blood sugars, that doesn't mean that we need to avoid them. It just means we need to eat them appropriately. And that means eating the best choices that we can in the appropriate portions and with the right other foods. So when we talk about that blood sugar regulation, it just comes down to, in many cases, avoiding eating carbs completely by themselves. Instead of having those carbs alone, we want to make sure we have a couple of things with them. And the first thing is fiber. And fiber itself is technically a carbohydrate. It's another form of carbohydrate, but it takes longer for our body to break down and can do a really great job of helping us keep our blood sugars a little bit lower. It also helps support our gut health, which you've heard me talk about pretty much every week. It is super important. So when we can choose carbohydrates that are rich in fiber, that in and of itself can help prevent us from having blood sugar highs or from having our blood sugars go high as quickly and as high. So the foods that are rich in fiber would be a lot of our different whole grains like whole wheat or oats or quinoa or farro or any of those types of things. Some of our fruits have a little bit of fiber in them. Things like raspberries, apples, and pears are going to be a little richer in fiber than something like bananas or oranges. Starchy vegetables are a great source of fiber. So if we talk about sweet potatoes and squash and beans, those are a great way to get a little bit more fiber in when we're making our healthiest carbohydrate choices. And the best way to add fiber in this situation is through non-starchy vegetables. So those are our greens, our spinach, cauliflower, broccoli, carrots, beets, celery, cucumbers, all of those different types of foods have very little carbohydrate in them. And the carb that they have is almost all fiber. So when we're making our meals, that's one of the reasons that it's so important for us to fill half of that plate with as much as we can in the way of vegetables, and most of those aiming to be non-starchy vegetables. Now, another really important thing for us to add when we're having a carbohydrate is fat. And fat's one of those things we've talked about before. For decades, we were told to eat a low-fat diet, but we're learning more and more about how important it is for us to get enough of the right types of fat. So fat, again, takes a lot longer for our body to break down and does a lot of great stuff to reduce, again, certain types of inflammation in our body. So when we have a carbohydrate and pair it with a fat, it again just keeps our blood sugar from going quite so high, kind of keeps everything in there a little bit longer, so sugar gets released into our bloodstream a little bit more slowly. So we can get these fats certainly from some of the meats that we eat, or eggs, or dairy products like Greek yogurt and cheese. Milk, however, even though it does have protein and may have fat, depending on what kind of milk you're purchasing, milk is going to be more of a carbohydrate. So even if it's whole milk, we're going to have more carbohydrate typically than we are fat. The other types of fats that we can get would be some of the ones we think of most often, like butter and oils and things like that. Extra virgin olive oil is a great choice, sesame oil. If we're talking about things to put on salads, flax oil or walnut oil can be a good choice as well. But coconut, nuts, seeds, avocado, those are great ways to get in some of that good, healthy fat too. So when we think about some examples of how this can work and trying to avoid eating carbs by themselves, think about a typical breakfast. Something that a lot of people have in the morning would be like cereal, toast, fruit, and juice or milk. Well, pretty much everything we're taking in that meal is a carbohydrate. We have grains, we have fruits, we have liquids, but we don't have protein and fat. So if we added eggs into that meal, or we added some kind of cheese or Greek yogurt or a protein and fat of some sort, that can help make that meal not only a little bit more nutritious, but help keep us from having that blood sugar spike that we might see after a meal that's so rich in carbohydrate. Throughout the rest of the day, if you're having fruit, pairing it with cheese or olives or nuts or lunch meats or something like that. If you have popcorn, which is a great source of fiber, but is still a carbohydrate because it's a grain, pairing it with butter, Parmesan cheese, peanuts, sunflower seeds. If you have candy or desserts, trying to have it as close as possible to that meal so that you get the benefit of the protein and the fat and the non-starchy vegetables. If you have bread, adding the butter, the peanut butter, meat, avocado or guacamole, hummus, cheese, all of those great real foods that can help you just ensure that you're getting an adequately nourishing meal and that helps regulate blood sugars. The best thing we can do as well is limiting our sugary drinks. If you have a pop, which I'm not telling you, you can't have any sugary beverages, but try to have it with a protein and fat to mitigate that blood sugar rise that we would see from the sugar that we're getting from that drink. Really, the more we can limit sweeteners as much as possible, the research on them is mixed, artificial sweeteners and real sweeteners, so simply limiting them in general is really our best option. And if you are adding sugars into foods and recipes, whenever we can aim for whole food sugars such as honey and pure maple syrup, we're going to get some extra added nutritional benefit out of it as long as we're consuming appropriate amounts. So when I talk about blood sugar regulation, I think it's important to remember that what I would recommend for diabetes is not terribly far off from what I would recommend most of us aim for at our meals. And as always, it comes down to balance. So look at your meals, think about the things that you're taking in. If you're eating a lot of carbohydrates, think about ways we can just sneak in some extra good healthy fats, some more fiber and some protein to help keep those blood sugars under control. And if you have any questions about this or anything else, you're always welcome to reach out to me at my Facebook page or online at my website, which is imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or you can reach out to the radio station and they'll get you in touch with me as well. Thanks for coming to another Taco Tuesday, and have a great rest of your afternoon.